Welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
And by the way, I'm going to leave the music playing a little bit longer because this is the first time ever that we've done a Jason and Ashley's where the music is on the soundboard. We want to give infinite shout outs, of course, to amazing patron and my best friend, Jeremy Skinner, who gave us an amazing 2020 gift
and allowed us podcasting equipment
and allowed us to have this awesome soundboard. So you probably never heard the rest of this song. Here, let's listen. Oh, yeah. Hear that guitar solo?
I can't see Jason's questionable air guitar.
Oh, yeah. It is questionable.
If you were on RuPaul's Drag Race, that would be the kiss of death. Anytime you play your instruments, you get eliminated.
Oh, go to hell, RuPaul.
I agree. I cannot co-sign air instruments. Unforgivable. Terrible. Air saxophone, terrible.
This song, by the way, is a royalty-free piece of music called Together, which I think is kind of an interesting title.
It's appropriate for us.
I don't remember why I picked this song. I think I picked it just because
you probably liked it.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it. Wait, hold on. Oh my God. It sounds like Bubba Hotep. Have you ever seen that movie?
You know,
we're going to watch that movie.
We've had this discussion 100 times.
This sounds like an Elvis biopics. I kind of love it.
Oh no. This sounds like a mid 2000s rock song that Adam Pascal was singing over. I'm not saying it's bad.
I'll fade out.
Okay.
I didn't know you didn't like this song, Ashley.
I did not say that.
All right, so
you're so combative.
We have, it's funny. Ashley just recently did a post talking about the Jason and Ashley series, and we usually record mm-hmm. those in the car, and because we are in, we're still in pandemic, we're still in lockdown.
Definitely not in lockdown. Thanks, California.
Yeah, well, true, but we're not driving many places, and that's why we can do this personal podcast at home.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it in the car because sometimes it makes us loosey-goosey, and this year is going to be quite different because, I was blown away. Ashley, you want to tell them what we did on the Patreon?
Yeah, well, we did this last year as well. We just got less suggestions.
This
we only did
great.
Four of them. So this year we have 9 out of the 12 months of the year are suggested by super friends who answered our call for Jason and Ashley topics. Actually, we do reserve the right every time we ask for people's input to pick and choose the ones that sometimes people suggest things we've already talked about or things that we're not willing to talk about.
We already
about.
Explained that this is the personal podcast where we explain our feelings, right?
Yes.
Did we do that enough?
Yes.
I don't care. Cool.
And this year, actually, we took every question because they were all great.
We had a lot of
9 great suggestions.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good questions.
Yeah. So this first topic comes from Tom Trainer, who said, mentioned in a previous comment, but I'd love to hear more information about Ashley's citizenship application, how that works compared to just marry a citizen thing that we see in movies. Apologies if you've already done this suggestion. And we did last year.
Oh, I thought this was suggested by a different person. Am I wrong about that?
Jeremy Skinner also tagged it with 2021 immigration update.
There we go.
So we have.
Actually, I'm going to wander over to the iMac real quick and I'll be right back. But
okay.
you can continue talking to the listeners.
So we did this last year as well. We also talked about my immigration and the myths of it and stuff like that. And
I'm back.
Welcome back.
I just had a thing. Fair warning, everybody. We're going to talk about immigration as well, but we have a timer going on because we were expecting a delivery of pizza.
Pizza.
There needs to be.
Hey, also, because this is the personal unedited podcast, did you change that setting on your phone so they can actually call you?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to do that right now. Thank you.
So initially we thought last year that I had filed the last of my paperwork and that I was going to be all American by the end of last year. And then not to get political about it, but at the time of this recording, the previous administration changed the standards and rules of the USCIS and immigration, which every president has the full right to do. Not a crazy thing to do.
Let's
actually.
Do a very quick.
Yes.
Now, I would honestly super recommend going back and listening to the Jason and Ashley about the immigration paperwork. It is fascinating.
I'll link it in the notes if anyone has to listen to
it. As an American, I think there's a lot of stuff we don't know. But very quickly, Ashley, in case these lovely super friends have not listened to that episode.
We do have a lot of new super friends.
We do. We have. Mm-hmm. We're doing some great as we're marching to 500 super friends.
Woo!
Ashley. Just really briefly. Okay. You're from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You came here on a student visa.
Yes.
Okay. Then you apply. What was the next thing you got?
After you get a student visa, you get a 1 year free visa called an OPT. It's about $300. It's a work study program where in a year you're supposed to become wildly successful in your field.
Okay.
So I had that for a year. Then I had a work visa. Then I had a green card. Now I still have another extended green card.
And you were allowed to get the green card because we got married.
That's true.
Okay, cool. So now the next part of the process is supposed to be a final interview.
Mm-hmm. And the
I guess this is gonna be the podcast, right? And then you're gonna raise your hand and be like, "I am American,
yes,
and I'm proud to be an American, because at least I know I'm free." They're gonna make you sing that at the swearing in. I'm just,
that song's terrible, so yep. I hope not.
And then the next song they're gonna make you sing is "War, ha! America is good at it."
Not really, though.
We're mostly good at it.
You'd lost in a couple of them. Hey, we beat you in one of them.
300 years ago.
We burned the White House to the ground. That's why you have the new White House. I know.
We're good at drones. But I would laugh out loud if they made you sing the "And I'm proud to be an American."
Of all the America songs they could make me sing, that's a really bad one.
It is one of the worst ones. I loved it when I was a kid, but I think we all do. Where do we want to start on this? The immigration 2021 update. Okay, so you were talking about that the previous administration.
Yes. So
President Cheeto, as I'm going to call him.
I'm not going to be political.
Well, he was the president.
They gutted the USCIS,
yep.
Removed its leadership, and never reappointed a leader. Mm-hmm. And then during the pandemic,
they slowed to a crawl.
They
correct?
Slowed, yeah. Which, to be fair,
everybody did.
Many government services did.
You got told specifically, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that you got told that all of those employees, specifically dealing with yours,
yes.
were like cut to only half of the people could work at one time.
Less than half. Yeah,
which makes sense when you think about COVID.
Of course,
and 2020 and
but
stuff like that.
Also because of the previous administration, they introduced a new step, so I had to pay more money and fill out more paperwork.
Let's go.
And
okay,
retain
okay.
a lawyer for a longer time as a result.
Now, let's not gloss past that. Let's actually talk about this real mm-hmm. quick. So when you apply for immigration,
mm-hmm.
you pay the fee, which is you have a filing fee.
And then if you're a smart person,
yes.
you hire a lawyer to advocate on your behalf, unless you might already be an immigration
but
lawyer, because the paperwork is impossible to do as a civilian.
You need a smarty pants yep. lawyer. We got it. Okay, yep. cool.
Just like with taxes.
And usually it's a 3 year window.
Mm-hmm.
And in before President Cheeto, as I'm going to call him, delayed everything. Mm-hmm. And before COVID,
mm-hmm.
3 years was more than enough time because most yeah. applications completed in 18 months.
Yes, typically. And I'm very fortunate. I am a white person
yes.
with no discernible accent. I don't have a criminal record. I pay my tax. Like,
And you know the words, too. And I'm proud to be an American. We're going to learn
And
that.
I married a veteran.
Who's that?
Which is, it's this guy. You'll meet him someday. He's pretty great.
I hear he interrupts you on podcasts a lot. That's why.
People claim that. iTunes really likes to remind us of that. So like, my case is easier than somebody coming from a country that the U.S. has previously had conflicts with or... Whatever. My case is easier than a lot of people.
Because
I have a lot of privilege in this process, and I acknowledge that.
Yes, because Canada is one of our best allies.
Yes.
And they're just a cool country. That's just a fact.
Yeah, we're already.
That is a fact.
Andrew Fung lives there. It's pretty great.
We have a fact right here. We have the 100% fact.
Flash fact.
There we go. it's the best I got. All right. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe I got a better one. Hold on. That means hailing frequencies are open for facts.
Sure.
But because the administration delayed your application,
mm-hmm.
the 3 year window, when did you apply? What was the exact date that you applied before for this, the final steps to become an American citizen?
So this is like my third time doing what my lawyer has claimed will be my final steps.
Okay.
Initially I applied in the beginning.
Wasn't it like 2019?
Beginning of 2019.
It was April 2019, I want
yes,
to say.
Yes, because it was one of the reasons why I did the Aurora and the Eagle Kickstarter yes. was to cover those funds.
And from what I remember is you being very excited about this because it was more than enough time to let you become a citizen, take the oath, become a full man, and vote in the 2020 elections.
Yeah, which I was very
And you didn't get to vote in the 2020 elections.
No, yeah. I'm still not a citizen.
Yeah, okay, so... Because the lapse happened,
mm-hmm.
you got a call and you had to repay the filing fee, correct?
Yes. And my lawyer's retainer.
Yes.
Which is about twice as much as the filing fee.
So it's now doubled.
So I've paid almost $25,000 to become a citizen. So
what is that about the rough count? $25,000?
It's a little less than
$25,000 before.
No, it was about $20,000 before. So now we're a little less than 25,000 right now. This is now year 11 that I've spent trying to become an American citizen.
So then what is the very next step? You had to replay this shitty fee. What is the next step now?
The next step is, so it's a little weird.
What are you waiting on, I guess,
because the current administration is walking some things back. It's waiving some parts of the process for some longer term applicants.
And I did read an article that specifically the Department of Immigration that new President Biden is trying to speed that back up again.
Yes. Yeah. So also there was a new, so at the beginning of December of 2020, if you applied after that, you have to take a new test, which is more complicated. If you apply before that, you get to take the original test, which is less complicated.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Now you luckily get to take the old
test. The OG test.
And they might get rid of the new one.
Yeah.
But what are the differences?
I don't know.
Okay.
All I know is that the new test, you have to get, there's more questions and you have to get more of them right. The original test is 20 questions. You have to get 12 right.
Yes. And from your research or what you've been told from your lawyer, the original test is very much like a third.
Name the three branches of government. Name a founding father. Yeah, like it's fairly basic American civics, sixth grade civics.
An American fifth grader should be able to pass this test.
Yeah.
But the new test, and I read some articles about this new test, apparently was designed to be intentionally more vague and intentionally harder against immigrants becoming American citizens.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. In a country that doesn't let in that many immigrants.
Well, I mean, I will say I read this article about it in The Atlantic, and The Atlantic kind of had it around this idea that it was specifically designed to screw up people whose English is not their first language.
You don't have to take the test in English.
But also,
they prefer if you do, but you do not have to take it in
English. But I heard it was meant to befuddle those people.
ESL and then people,
also, it was also mainly directed at Hispanic immigrants.
Well, that's bad.
Okay.
We don't agree with that.
So you're waiting.
I am waiting right now.
To be told when to take that test.
Yes. I'm waiting to be told either.
Yeah.
So I had to do something called biometrics where you go in and they fingerprint you.
Is that all they do?
Yes.
Okay.
I did mine already.
Uh-huh.
They could lapse and I could have to go do it again.
They don't ask you what are the lyrics to I'm Proud to Be American?
I hope not. you go to Sun Valley and you're the only white person in the room and they take your fingerprints and it really hurts. They really slam your fingers down. They're not gentle about it. So I might have to do that again. So I'm waiting for a letter that's either going to tell me, because they only contact you via post, like the IRS. They do not call you.
Mm-hmm.
I will either have to go do my biometrics again, or I will have the interview with you, or I will have to take the test.
Actually, that's right now.
Or...
I'm interviewing.
Or they will just let me be a citizen.
Yes.
So.
And in a post-COVID world, a lot of that could change
who
again.
Who knows? Exactly.
And hopefully, I think the big hope that we're both hoping for is that some of this stuff gets maybe made a little bit easier for you since you've already been delayed.
My hope is that because my process is several years delayed now, that... in a pink and perfect world, I want them just to give me a swearing in date. That's what I want.
That they just be like, go swear in.
I think
we'll check your paperwork.
I think realistically, the best thing I can hope for is to just have to do the interview.
I think I have a feeling this is my prediction.
Sure.
And this will be interesting because it'll be interesting too. And lovely super friends, please, if you want us to do another we're not going to be quiet on social media when Ashley becomes an American.
No, we're going to throw an America party.
We are going to throw an America party. Captain America is going to be on a loop. I'm Proud to Be an American. We'll be blaring from all the speakers.
No, Hamilton will be playing.
There will be lots of red and blue, white streepers. I might dress up like Uncle Sam. But
you can pick a cooler figure than Uncle Sam.
He's a fictional character.
Yeah, but he's not like cute.
But he's kind of inoffensive because he's a fictional character.
He could be Superman.
That's true. Who's also an immigrant.
Yeah, there you go.
Kansas's greatest son.
not born in Kansas.
Yeah. And,
Dorothy
you know,
Gale,
we won't be quiet, but you know, this might be an interesting thing. If you guys want another episode, we can talk about like what actually, my prediction is this. I have a feeling that they'll skip the interview and they'll make you do the test.
I don't want to do the test.
Because
I'm trying to speak into the world that I don't have to do the test.
My prediction is that they'll be like, we don't need to do an interview because we checked. We looked at your last interview. You're fine.
We technically had an interview already. Yeah.
You just have to do the test. You pass the test. We'll swear you in.
I hope so.
I have a feeling you, I know you, I know you don't want to take the test. I have a feeling they're not going to let you get past that test.
I also hope that they let me take the test, do the swearing in the valley, in the, there's like a little center in the, where we had our first interview.
And they usually, cause they usually make you do it downtown.
I don't want to go downtown.
In the Staples Center.
I don't like downtown.
You don't want to do it in the Staples Center?
No.
Oh, that'd be so cool. The flags would be so big.
No, I don't want to go to the Staples Center. It's so far.
Actually, I want to go to the Staples Center.
The other one is like 15 minutes away.
Can you imagine
so
like they're, you know, you're in a crowd of, you know, 50 to 100 other immigrants who are all passionate to be Americans.
I think that's adorable. But the reason why I don't want to go to the Staples Center is because you can put a lot of people in the Staples Center. And when you do your swearing in, then they read out the countries in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to like scream for the country that you came from. Can you imagine in the Staples Center with like 1,000 other people? I go to the one in the valley, it's just going to be like 20 of us. Well, woo, Canada.
I can imagine.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, boy. I
don't have a choice. I'll go wherever they tell me to go and I'll be happy about it. God damn it.
I guess.
I don't think they're going to ask me what my preference is, but hopefully they send me the one in the valley. It's technically two in the valley because there's one in Sun Valley as well, which is where I have my biometrics.
Yeah, sure.
But basically, I'm in a holding pattern, and I'm in the same holding pattern that I was in the last time we did. I'm just like $10,000 more poor now.
And that's a terrible thing about that. That's really bad.
Yeah. So I know that's not like an enlightened fun update, but that's kind of where it's at. And the other weird thing is they send you a lot of letters that say we got your application. Like I've received two postmarked envelopes from the USCIS that say, hey, we got your application. And I just take photos of them and send them to my lawyer and go, does this mean anything?
Does this mean
anything? And he goes, no, this is really standard. Like, just keep waiting. I hope it's not going to let you play. I'm proud to be an American.
I'm trying.
Thank you, Roadcaster.
I'm trying.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm really trying.
Even the Roadcaster hates that song.
The Roadcaster is like, we are not playing that song.
They were like, of all the American songs you could play.
This is not working.
Good.
I can't make it work, everybody. I was going to play it. And I was going to be like, imagine in the Staples Center, Ashley. And, you know, you say like,
I'd rather get sworn in at the convention center.
Yes,
at least
I've been
there before.
And then this blares on the loudspeaker.
You're hitting your microphone.
I know. Flag still stands
for freedom, and they can't take. I'm sorry if listeners like this song, but this song is like objectively terrible.
Wait, you gotta get to it. Here it is. All right. Lee Greenwood.
Okay.
He sings that.
I don't know.
Very scratchy voice. I liked that song when I was a kid, but yeah, as you get older, you're like, this is kind of a cheesy song. It's kind of like Paul McCartney's Freedom song. It's not that great.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of Paul McCartney songs.
Ouch. All right, and now
Paul McCartney writes cheesy stuff.
Now we're to the, you know what? This is how you know we're in a new world with Jason Ashley's Excellent Adventures. We know how to end the podcast.
Jason remembers the last segment of Jason.
Do we call this? Do we have a segment name for this?
What we're reading?
It sounds pretty good. I had the perfect sound effect for that.
Warning, self-destruct sequence.
I don't know why you're in love with this sound.
Warp core overload in 4 minutes, 55 seconds. There will be no further audio warnings.
Thanks, right. Majel.
Yeah, thanks, Majel. Oh, I love Majel.
She's a very handsome lady.
She is a very handsome lady. It was, again, I still have the theory in Star Trek Changing Worlds. I hope number one is named Majel.
Yeah, I would really like that.
I know she's not, no.
I would like
that. I think they've said her name. Ashley, what are you reading?
So right now I am reading what I thought was a fantasy novel, but is secretly a sci-fi and fantasy novel in the same way that Dune is both. And it is Mirage by Somaya Dowd, which was recommended to me by our dear friend Dia Mishra, who's an amazing TV writer who worked on the Masters of the Universe update, and also is the reason that we got Kevin Smith for the Jawin Charity Drive.
Yeah, we should shout that out. She gave us the amazing introduction to Kevin Smith's assistant, and that's the whole reason why we now have Kevin Smith in the Charity Drive every single year.
Yes. And also Jason gave it to me for Christmas, so thank you,
Jason. That is correct. That was my Christmas Eve gift to you.
Yes, for Mirage. I'm only two chapters into it, but I'm really, really enjoying it so far, so it's a good time. What are you reading?
I am reading The Complete Western Stories of Elmore Leonard by Elmore Leonard. It's a gift given to me by Mr. Adam Drozen. Oh, there's the timer. We'll finish pretty quickly. Shut up, timer. This is a collection of Elmore Leonard. If you don't know Elmore Leonard, he wrote Get Shorty.
Justified. He wrote the short story that Justified story is
based on Justified. It also contains, I think this is the reason why Adam got it for me, because it has the short story of 310 to Yuma, which
you love.
Elmore Leonard is also known for. And that's great because I'm working on a pilot right now that is very...
Elmore Leonard-esque.
It's very Western-y. It's modern Western-y style. So I'm actually going to start it tonight.
It's actually a really beautiful collection too. A great friggin' cover on that.
The great cover, it's like a cowboy bent over and it's very classic old cowboy. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this might always exist in my like TV writer's office.
I might
just put it there so people
it's a good display copy.
You like Elmore Leonard? And I'm like, oh yeah.
I feel like liking Elmore Leonard is like a deep cut LA TV thing. Like it's kind of like when you realize how many people actually love Robin as a character and how many people that you respect like really, really love him. Like a lot of TV writers that we both know and respect and sometimes both are deep cut Elmore Leonard fans.
And now the music is coming on because the pizza's almost here. 2021 is going to be a crazy year, folks.
If you want to know our pizza order, you can request that.
Oh boy.
For future.
Oh my God.
We'll do 20 minutes on pizza.
20 minutes. Oh, 3 hours. 3 hours. Everybody, thank you so much for your support. This has been another excellent adventure. We got a little personal. We got to hear a guitar riff.
Yeah.
And stay well, my friends. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
Have some excellent adventures.
Love you. Bye.